This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. So the halacha tonight is called babysitting, how to avoid yichud, an important shir. And I must be honest with you, I'm somewhat nervous to give the shir because yichud is a big topic, it's a complicated topic. There are lots of different views and we'll try and do the best we can. The connection to the parasha is actually a very interesting one. What is the connection to the parasha? The pasuk says, "Vayihi kayem azeh in parshas Vayeshev, vayovei habayis elazus malachto ve'ein ish me'anshei habayis sham habayis." The famous incident in this week's Edra, where Yosef HaTzadik is left alone with Eishes Potiphar, and the Rashbam says on this pasuk, "Nizhar hoya afilu lisyachidimo." He was very careful all the time not to be misyached, not to do yichud with her, ad she'ir ma'isa shenisha yechidi bal karche, until he was left alone with her on this particular day, and therefore it was an issue of yichud, and that is the springboard to this week's topic. Now, before we focus in on babysitting in particular, let's just talk about the general laws of yichud. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you look in the first box in number 2, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The pasuk, the Shulchan Aruch says, Osa lehisiyached im erva meorayas. You're not allowed to do yichud. Bein zakeina ben yileda, regardless of age. Shadovazeg, we'll see exactly what that means. Shadovazeg goyrim legalis erva, because this yichud causes a sort of a slippery slope towards immorality. Chutz mihoemim benov avim bitoy, and apart from a mother with her son, a father with a daughter, and indeed any linear descendants, i.e. Parents with their children and grandchildren, is fine. So grandfather with a granddaughter, grandmother with a grandson is fine. The question arises, what about a brother and sister? And there the poskim say that on a temporary basis that is okay, but on a permanent basis not. If you look at the next box, the Moshe says in Igros Moshe, in Evan Ha'ezah, Chelek Dalet Siman Pei, Pei He, is it Pei He? Gosh, I can't see it, so small. Samachay, sorry, Yudalef. Ha'elim kamadumoni, shenagin lahete, af mi she'en lohem bebayetz rak benobas, shekvahim bechiv mitzvahs mechanchin oisom, ha'avayim bebayetz v'holchin leize shos, af belayla ve'en choyshin yichud af b'shomer Torah. Says Ramesha that a brother and a sister, people, we're not worried about that. On a temporary basis, v'ha'isim ha'choysohu rak lodur yachat tomid b'yichud. So, for example, let's say that the parents go out, they go to a wedding, and there's a brother and a sister at home on the house. No problem, no problem. But if, let's say, for example, they go to live in Yerushalayim, the son's in yeshiva, the daughter's in Sem, and they want to dorm together, the two of them sharing a flat on a more permanent basis, that is frowned upon. That should not happen. Interesting. Now, the shaila is what's temporary, what's permanent. So Rav Moshe says, very interestingly, he says, "V'lo shayach litin al zeh dovo kavua lechol el kvi hakaros kol echad es bonav es mosav kenir lani v'staiti." He says, "I can't give a fixed specific time. I have seen different figures thrown around. Some say 3 days, some say 30 days. So it depends on the particular situation. But to be aware that a brother and sister is allowed, but only on a temporary basis." Now, the next question is, what age does the prohibition of yichud kick in? What's very interesting is that if the boy and the girl are both under bar bas mitzvah, there's actually no problem. So for example, let's say a 12-year-old boy is allowed to babysit for a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old girl. That's okay, because neither of them are bar bas mitzvah. And the question is, why isn't there the mitzvah of chinuch for these kids? You know, we get them to light Hanukkah candles, we get them to do everything else. So the Shevet HaLevi, the next box, Rav Vosna says, I don't know. Lo yodaiti ba'oni, in my poverty, says Rav Vosna. Halavai, we should all be so impoverished. But he said, in my poverty, lo shaykh gede chinuch gam bekotan v'ktana, me isa yichud, to chinuch shaykh la'alocha gam b'frish misrim. V'unin choma shel Arias, you know, in the area of Arias, of a morality, we would have thought that Chazal would have issued a safeguard and certainly to said there's an issue of chinuch over here. But they don't. So afilu yichud panuya shud rabbanan. Okay, even that's it's so chomer, we'll see soon. So nonetheless, for whatever reason, there's no mitzvah of chinuch, and therefore if both parties are under the age of bar bas mitzvah, there's not an issue. The age of yichud for a boy, in other words, when it does apply, for example, there's a babysitter who's bas mitzvah, so she may be, I don't know, 15 years old, and let's say there's one boy at home, so how old does that boy have to be for there to be a yichud issue, a yichud problem? So the halacha is that the age of yichud for a boy begins age 9. So if the young man is 6 years old, is 7 years old, is 8 years old, and the girl is babysitting, it's not a problem. The age of yichud for the boy begins at age 9. The other way round is more debatable. For example, a boy who's bar mitzvah, say, I don't know, he's 16, 17 years old, he wants to babysit for a girl. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says that the age of yichud begins age 3. And indeed, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah all say that. If you look at the bottom of the page, they give the age of 3 for a girl and 9 for a boy. And therefore 3 and 9. And you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, the Bihalach in Hilchas Krishma says the same thing. Because he says, Tefach Megula Be'isha B'mokum Shadark L'chasoi. So he's saying Krishma in front of a woman who's not fully dressed, who's there are parts of the body which are normally covered or uncovered. Afil Hu Ishtei Osadikris Krishma Kenegdei. And the Behalacha, the Chovetz Chaim says, I am B'sefer Shulchan Shleima Shekosav, that Shaykh Afil B'Ketana Mibas Gimel Ve'elech, from 3 years upwards. Now, the Chazan Ish says, and other contemporary poskim, they say that they give a slightly older age for a girl, arguing that a girl who's as little as 3 years old cannot be considered an error because people don't perceive her as such until she matures somewhat. So how old should, you know, when, at what point does the issa kick in? So the Chazan Ish gave the age of 5. That is debated a little bit because some say that that is specifically for Kriya Shema, not for other halachas of Yichud and things like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein, not in a written tshuva, is quoted in an oral conversation as saying that the age is 7. So that means a boy is 16 years old, let's say, and he wants to babysit for a girl. So the strict halacha is 3 years old. If she's more than 3, there is an issue of yichud. We'll discuss the solutions, the scenario soon. But there would be a yichud scenario in that case. The Chazan Ish, there may be a bit of leeway, you know, age 5 according to the Chazan Ish, or perhaps even age 7, up to the age of 7 according to Rav Moshe. And of course, the halachas apply. Although in its origin, the halacha is just for an ashes ish, for a married woman, but the Shulchan Aruch itself says back on the previous page, it says after the mice of Amnon and Tamar, David Hamelech was geizer on yichud of a penuya, even a single girl, and so that's going back to the times of David Hamelech. So it's a very, very early takana. And then in the times of Hillel and Shammai, they were geizer on the yichud of an oved kechovim. Of the kechavim, even of non-Jewish people. So, for example, you've got a cleaner in the house, a non-Jewish cleaner in the house. There is still an issue of yichud, and that was already. It's an early takonish from the times of Hillel and Shammai. But that's the sort of the chronology, if you like, of it. Now, so let's now go to the scenarios and the solutions, and how are we going to overcome some yichud problems regarding babysitting. So the classic. So we're talking about a problematic situation, i.e., you've got a girl over 12. Babysitting for a boy over 9, or you've got a boy who's over bar mitzvah, babysitting for a girl, let's say over 3 or 5 or 7, as just discussed. Yeah. Now, what are the solutions? So one solution, the famous solution, is Pesach Pasuach. That means the door should be open. So if you look in paragraph 4, the Shulchan Aruch says in Evan Oezer, Simon Chof Bey, Sivtes, Bayis she pischei posuach lushus harabim, where the door is open into a public area, ein chashash lehisyachid im ho'evo. There is no problem. Right? So if there's people can come in and out, it's open to a public place, there is no problem of yichud. Now, the front door should either be open, or partially open, or at least unlocked, and this is the important and, the people regularly walk into the house without knocking. So in that situation where people could come in, then there is not a problem of yichud. So if the boy wants to babysit, or the girl, you know, she's bas mitzvah, she's 15 years old, she wants to babysit for a boy who's 9 years old, so she's allowed to if the front door is either open, either partially, or it's unlocked and people could walk in. Now, this heter only applies in daylight hours, and again, it's hard to know exactly what that means. What is daylight hours? The Chazan Ish writes that in Bnei Brak, you know, in the 1940s or 50s, you know, he was nifted in the early 1950s, that's till 10 p.m. because it's possible that people would sort of come and go until that point. But it's an interesting thing. You know, if you were to ask boys and girls today, what time would you call a landline? First, you have to explain what a landline is. And then, once they've got that, you've got to, you know, what time would you call on a landline? Would you, you know, when I was growing up, you know, I can't remember exactly, but I think you could after 10 o'clock, no way. The landline people, the handsets are in different people's rooms, they could wake people up, so you don't do that. But it could depend on the community you live in. And that actually has a halachic ramifications regarding next week for Hanukkah. Why? Because the halacha is you light at shetichle rega mashuk. Now, what is that? When does shops close? So I think you know the examples they often give is Golders Green and Stamford Hill are quite different. Mm-hmm. I was in Stamford Hill on Sunday night, and I think Grodd's there is open till midnight on every night. I forget, maybe even 1 o'clock in the morning. It's quite, you know, it's busy late at night. But in Golders Green, come 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, it's much quieter. So it could be that it would be different. But either way, daylight hours, whatever, you know, depends on the location and the lifestyle. So that would change things a little bit. Also, if the babysitter and the child, or the two people, you know, the man and the woman, they share a close sort of personal friendship, then there could be debate whether the heter of Pesach Posuach helps. And the minhag is to be mekel, but the recommendation is the door is actually open rather than sort of closed but not locked. Okay, now also just one other point with Pesach Posuach, if where the room they're in is open to a Rosh Sarabim, there is a big window there, for example, a shop front. And you know the kids playing in the front of the shop, and they want to get a babysitter there, and it's a yichud scenario. So again, it's not a problem because there's nowhere else to go. There's one room. There's full vision from the street, and that would not be a problem. So one heta, one potential solution is Pesach Posuach. Another one is a shomer. A shomer means a guardian or a chaperone or something like that. And the presence and the idea is simple. The presence of a third person permits yichud. When the two people who we're worried about, the yichud situation, is that they're deterred from doing an aveira, from sinning, due to the embarrassment or because they're afraid that the third person would reveal their behavior. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Chof Beis and Evan Oezes, if you'd, Mutalis Yachid Lechein, im Isha Shieshi Motinoikis Katana Shiedas Tambir Vein Meseris Laatzma Labir. She is sort of mature enough to be able to reveal their behavior, she understands there's something untoward going on, then that Shomer could help the situation. Now, if the Shomer is a child, again, there is debate how old the Shomer could be. And this is very important because you've got a babysitter, let's say a girl who's babysitting, and there's a 9-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy. So you've got a yichud scenario because the girl's babysitting, she's 16, 17, 18 years old, whatever she is, and you've got a boy who's 9 years old, so you've got a yichud scenario. But the question is the 7-year-old younger brother a Shomer to solve the problem situation? So I've written here in the footnotes, if in the bullet notes under the box, if the Shomer is a child, there are various opinions as to the age of the child. Some say that even as young as 5 is old enough. Others require the boy to be 13 or the girl to be 12 to be a Shomer. But I think the minhag olam is to be mekel. And so long as, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that he's a little bit mature to understand what could be going on, then he or she could be a good Shomer or Shomeris. Now, again, this leniency applies during the daylight hours. At night time, you actually have to have, you need two children beside the child who's being cared for. So, for example, you've got a girl babysitting 16 years old with a 9-year-old boy, so you've got a yichud problem. If you've got two other kids, let's say a friend of the 9-year-old plus a younger brother of 7, then that could be okay because you've got two shomrim in that situation. Okay, now, if these two solutions don't work. So, for example, they don't want to leave the door open, understandably, or even unlocked, or it's they just want to close it and people can't walk into the front door. I have seen written that if someone would knock and it's expected of you, the babysitter, to answer, that's considered to be unlocked, and therefore it's as if you could come in. But if none of the above solutions are practical, you know, the babysitter or the parents may not want to leave the door open or unlocked. Another solution, a very useful solution, is that you give a set of keys to the neighbors and you instruct them to come into the house, and the babysitter is told that the neighbors have got the keys and they will come in. And you actually tell the neighbors to actually pop in once or twice in the evening. That helps. That works. So it's a useful solution to know. So again, if you've got a 16-year-old girl babysitting for a 9-year-old boy, and you just tell the neighbors just to pop him once, twice, you're okay. That is a useful solution. Okay, so that is just a quick summary of the halachas of babysitting in Yichud. The connection to the parasha we said was Yosef, the Rashbam says, had been very careful all the time till now not to do Yichud, not to seclude himself with Eishes Potiphar, but now that fateful day had come and everyone else was out, and therefore there was an issue of Yichud, and therefore Yosef was trying to get out, and so that's how the whole story unfolds. The general rules of Yichud are that for linear descendants, that is, parents with children or grandchildren, it's okay. Brothers and sisters on a temporary basis is okay. A boy under bar mitzvah is permitted to be alone with a girl under bas mitzvah. That's not a problem of Yichud. Chazal weren't gozer a chinuch issue on this. And then regarding halachic sort of problem scenarios, the age of Yichud for a boy begins at 9. There is debate about a girl. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam all say 3. But others say it's slightly higher, 5 or possibly even 7 years old. The classic solutions are Pesach Posuach, the door is actually open, or at least unlocked, or a Shomer, as discussed, or if those solutions don't work, giving the neighbors a key where they actually are told to come in, that would help. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.